Well, welcome to this episode of Prez Talk with Raylee Moore. If y'all didn't know, that is her song on our album, Best Friends, this year. Raylee, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so well, especially after the release of that album.
Oh, same.
Hey, that's not the only good song. There's some better songs on there. You should definitely go listen.
Definitely agree. And I'm so glad that that album is out. I know the anticipation killed us for a while because they just kept showing us like a few songs in rehearsals. And I was like, I'm ready for this to be out. I'm ready to sing to it. And
I actually want to listen to it while I'm driving.
Yes, literally me. And that's why I've been sitting here. I'm like, I want it to come out so bad. And then when it finally did on Amazon Music, I bought a free trial just so I can go and listen to it and control it. Because I was like, the CD's not enough. Like, I just want to be able to listen to it like in my room and stuff. And it's really good. And so I'm really glad that it came out.
But it's now on Spotify and Apple Music. So
yes. So go stream it.
Go stream
wherever you listen.
I mean, YouTube. On Amazon Music.
Yeah. I mean,
what, you have it.
How much better can that get?
True. Top
That's
quality.
Awesome. Well, we wanted to talk to you today about like Master Follies and all the things that happened like behind the scenes, but also like your experience with it, what you thought about it, would you do it again, all those things. And so I really just wanted to start with what does Master Follies mean to you?
Master Follies, so actually fun tiny little story about myself. Growing up, I grew up near Lubbock, so I've just been around the LCU community, but also the Texas Tech community. So I grew up going to Tech games, and so I was always thinking I was going to go to Tech and be able to go watch all the football games and stuff. Big football fan. But my brother actually came to LCU, and so I didn't get to see the LCU community until he was in Master Follies, and I got to go for the first time. And so after I saw Master Follies, I began thinking, okay, maybe I don't want to go to Tech. Maybe I want to go somewhere smaller.
Yeah.
And just started considering LCU. So Master Follies really, it's during homecoming weekend, and it's so appropriate because that is where I kind of realized that this could be my home. So
right.
Yeah, it means a lot to me.
So that's awesome that it's had like family connection, family roots in it. And I know that your brother Grant, I know that he's had such a positive experience with it. And definitely touched many lives from like just seeing him on campus and hearing people talk him up. And so I'm really excited that you kind of get to follow in that little legacy that he's left for you of Master Follies, but also you paving your own way to create a name for yourself and not be known as like Grant's little sister, which that's not bad to be known as, but I feel like usually when you have an older sibling that comes here, that's usually your reference or the go-to for people because that's how they know you.
That never annoyed me when people would say that, but it was always like, okay, I know I have to make a name for myself, but yeah. And also, he's not going to be here for much longer, so can't be his little sister for much longer.
And so what are your thoughts about that? Like, is it weird knowing that he's not going to be on the same campus as you? Really more excited of like, I know he's going to do great things and I'm ready just to tackle this experience? Like, what are your thoughts?
I'm definitely so excited for him, but also I'll be sad when he goes. Grant's one of my best friends, so we just have this weird little sibling relationship. We're both kind of awkward people, so we get to be awkward around each other. But I'm kind of scared because I don't think he really knows what he wants to do. So that also means he doesn't really know exactly if he's going to stay in Lubbock or if he's going to go far. So I've definitely been a little emotional, especially during Master Follies. It was really funny because I was a hostess this year, but I'm in Crystal Exomen, so I got to go listen to all the Crystal Exomen seniors' speeches, which is our little tradition in the between the matinees on Saturday. And everyone was crying, and I was just like, oh, this is sad. And then I look over and see Grant walk past the window of one of the room that we were in, and that made me tear up a little bit. So I'm starting to realize more, like, aw, he's not going to be here for much longer. So it's a little disheartening, but it's okay. I'm excited for him.
Well, I'm excited for y'all. And I wanted to talk just a little bit, just because you last, like, this was your first year as a Master Follies hostess.
Yes.
But last year, like, being in club and doing club show, like, what was that experience like? Did you enjoy that? Like, I mean, and not even saying that there was really a con to that, but like, what were your thoughts on it? Like, how did it make you feel? Especially you guys took a win last year.
True.
And so like, what does that feel like knowing that you got to be a part of something big such as that performance?
It was so cool. Cause like I said, I came to LCU because of Master Follies. So it was cool to actually get to be in that position of being one of those students. Even though the club is so big and I was a freshman, so I was in the back most of the time, it was just fun to contribute to the CD's wall of sound, yeah, quote unquote. And then also just all the little dance moves. It was really fun to do that because I did so many things in high school, but cheer was one of them. So that kind of felt like I was getting to do kind of cheerleader-y type things. And it was also just fun because we would see each other every night, and it was like a little, obviously a sisterhood, everyone mm-hmm. says that, but it really did feel like that. And especially just having fun together in practices and being focused together, but also just like that family. Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you got to be a part of the CD's wall of sound, you know, and that's so cool to get to experience that. I know it's such a good group of girls, and yeah, your brotherhood, Quantania, oh, yeah, they're such a good group,
honestly,
of guys. And so
I loved our show last year, but I think I was way more invested in Quantania's. So
yeah,
the mall cops. Fun. Yeah, the mall cops.
That's awesome. And so moving forward, like now this year, being on the other side of that, getting to just watch the show and not be a part of it, but as a hostess, what are the emotions with that? What are you feeling with that? Were you excited? Also like what made you want to audition to be a hostess?
My goodness, I was so excited. I did say I came for Master Follies and it was weird to be in the club show, but it was even weirder to be a hostess, but like weird in a good way.
Right.
Because the first time I went to Follies, I looked at the hosts and hostesses and I was like, that is something that I want to do. And funny enough, we played the Best Friends song. I did want to be in Best Friends before I came to LCU.
Yeah.
And then I was blessed enough to be able to make it. But then when I learned that I made Best Friends, I was like, oh my goodness, I could be a hostess. Like somehow that opened the door for opportunities of, you know, more musical singing stuff. And so that was one thing I looked forward to coming into LCU. So it was just cool to make that dream come true and know that that's something I can do. So
that's awesome. And so I also was a host this year, and so getting to experience that with you, I'm really excited that we got to do that, because I think also for me it gave me a bit of a confidence booster and like knowing that I could do like whatever I wanted to and do all the things and make
right.
it accomplish so much. I just knew that like the Lord was faithful, and so
amen.
I was really excited to get to do that with y'all this year. I do know like walking into that though, I was a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what rehearsals are gonna look like.
Oh yeah.
I heard about it, but I was like, I have to go and experience it for myself. And so what stood out to you, you know, and maybe just rehearsals and the way that things kind of panned out leading up to the performance.
It was funny because the first rehearsal we have, you can attest to this, but Dr. Camp, our director, gave us a sheet of music and it was Africa and it was an a cappella rendition. So it was literally our hardest music that we were learning on the first day. So I think everyone there was just like, what have we gotten ourselves
yeah.
into? Right? But then it got easier, obviously, as time went on. And all the other songs weren't as hard as that one. But, it was just so crazy. Sorry, what was your question again? I definitely just forgot.
Well, I was just asking you, like, in rehearsals, like, you know, maybe not even just one, but, like, coming from, like, a CD's,
oh, yes.
you know, Master Follies rehearsal to Master Follies hostess rehearsal, like what were the emotions behind that? What were you feeling? I mean,
right.
were you excited walking into that? And I just ask excited a lot just because I want everyone to know like the excitement that you brought into that.
Oh yeah.
Because it definitely made an impact on the way that the group ran.
I'm glad. Well, I think for me, I just love to not sit in my room all day and like actually be able to get to do something. So I was always excited every single day to go to rehearsal. we had 2 months of rehearsal, and I think there was only one night where I was just like, I'm way too tired to be here.
Yeah.
One night out of 2 months. So it was definitely like the highlight of my week, just every week going to rehearsals. And I really liked how it was smaller, and obviously we all got more attention, just to like how we could do things better. In CDs, it's such a big group that, I mean, nobody can just pinpoint you and be like, hey, you need to do this better. And so, yeah, it was a lot easier to take criticism like that, but also just like focus on what, you know, obviously we need to do better. But yeah, also I think the group this year, we were all such good friends, and I think we all just mixed so well that it really helped our stage chemistry and presence be so much better. And a lot of people were saying that after our performances, just how, wow, this is a really good group of hosts.
Yeah.
So I think that helped us a lot.
No, I definitely agree. And I think bringing in that chemistry of just being friends outside of host this rehearsal was different. I know, like, for Ava being the only freshman, it was probably a little nerve-wracking.
Oh, for sure.
Because she just kept saying to us, she was like, I just feel like I'm not, like, talented enough, or, you know, all the things.
She's so
and,
talented.
But recognizing, I think, in all of us that there was something that we each felt in her same, like, we were in her same shoes
right.
with all of us, except minus like Braxton and Bridget, but they have experience in these types of shows and these types of things.
True.
But like knowing that, like, me, you, Adriana, and Elijah being in her same shoes with best friends next year, and she got to experience that in a unique way because she got to experience it with Dr. Camp, our first rehearsal
Literally.
That Monday morning or Tuesday afternoon of school was with Dr. Camp. You know, and so it's really just crazy just to see how that all panned out. And so with Master Follies, you know, I just really wanted, I'm glad that it had that experience, especially through rehearsals and all the things. But what would you say was something that you loved about it the most? Like, out of all of it, the rehearsals, the dressings, the performances, like, what was probably one of your favorite moments?
Oh, it's hard to choose just one. I think just having fun together. I mean, like I said, we were all such good friends that it was easy to just mess around during rehearsals. I think every single rehearsal, all the girls would be almost dying laughing on the floor. Bridget's super funny, so that was fun to do it with her. I'm sad she's graduating, but also I just really loved being able to perform. And it, I think that's kind of something that comes natural to me.
That's awesome. Great. Well, good. I'm really glad. And so I know we have like costumings. Our costumes come from Dillard's and all the things. Did you love your outfits? Which one was your favorite? Did you go back and purchase any? If not, I just want to know, like, what was your dream outfit that maybe came to life through this performance?
I loved pretty much every single one of my outfits. I think my favorite outfit was either Turn It Up, which was our first song, we all wore black, and then Celebration was our more like neon song. I loved both of those. I can't choose between. But I think one outfit that I didn't know I could pull off was the Turn It Up outfit, because those are some like more street style wear kind of pants. And so I thought it was really cool that I got to change it up a little bit.
Change it up to turn it up.
Change it up. I got to turn it up, my style. But I didn't get to buy either of those outfits. They were kind of really expensive. But I did buy the dress from Africa that I wore. I'm going to wear it on Easter. And then I got my Turn It Up knit kind of shirt. It's not a sweater, but it's like, it's pretty cute. It's, I'll be able to wear it in best friends chapel or whatever, but
yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad that you like loved your outfits and all the things.
I loved it.
And so my one of my last questions, you know, while we wrap up, like, Master Follies, and we know so much goes into it, but homecoming as a whole, getting out there and performing, you know, I know it was like, it was neat to experience, but walking out there the very first night, and maybe we can start like Tuesday night, but I'm thinking more like Friday night, walking out there in front of people that you may have, or you maybe you didn't know, what were the emotions behind that? What were you feeling? What were you thinking walking into that moment?
It was a lot of different emotions, I'm not going to lie. One thing I didn't expect to feel was, I wouldn't say I was like the like what you think about when you're nervous. I wasn't that kind of nervous, but I was like, had just a little bit of nerves to where it was enough to make me worry. Like before the show, one thing I was thinking was, what if I don't like this and then I don't want to do it next year? Like that was legitimately one of my fears.
Yeah.
For some reason, and which I did love it and I definitely want to try out next year. But I was afraid about that. But then going out and getting to perform, like I said, I just love doing that so much. It just made me feel so happy and the show would just go by like that.
Yes.
So I never would want it to end. And I was always sad when like one of the shows would end, especially Saturday night. But yeah, I think I loved it more than I expected that I would.
Right.
But it was really cool to see all the new faces, but also people that I knew. And then having the possibility of, well, there could be people from high school or people that I knew from church way back when here,
mm-hmm.
seeing like the work that we put into this, which is really cool to think about that.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And I think those are the same emotions for me walking out there. I was nervous each and every single performance. Like,
oh, yeah.
There was never not a nervous bone in my body. I was so nervous just because I wanted to give it my all.
Exactly.
I didn't want to mess up. It did cause me to mess up, like always during Turn It Up on one of the little kicks, but it was like,
I didn't notice that. I definitely messed it up.
But I was like, you know what? It's okay. Like I'm doing this and no one realized, but probably me.
Exactly.
And so I'm really excited though, like to do it. And so with that, like, you know, would you do it again? Like, is this something that you think that you're going to audition for again?
Oh yeah. 12 out of 10.
Well, good. 12 out of 10. That's a big jump.
Do you think you will?
I most likely will. Yes, again, I really think I had the best experience ever.
Mm-hmm. It was
I
so
think
fun.
I'm the same way. Like I was, you know, there was maybe one night out of 60. I'm going to say 60 because I don't really know how many rehearsals it was, but there was one night that I was like so super dead and tired. And I think it was just like knowing I had so much homework and like all things and trying to stay up to date with that was like, ooh. But I realized so much of it was just like being present in the moment, being focused in the moment for something great to come, you know? And it's the same thing that Jesus calls us to is to live in the present, not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for its own. And, you know, and right. I love that so much because I think that this taught me a lot about patience and recognizing God in the stillness, but in the craziness of it all. And also reflecting that like the Lord walks with us,
yes.
you know, and
it's so easy to find God in those little moments of, oh, we're practicing and the show hasn't come together yet, but we're
yes.
all laughing together and still having fun. Or like when the show has come together, just seeing how far we've come and how God has just grown us so much as friends and just in this. But
no, I completely agree. But do you have any closing thoughts about, you know, maybe Master Follies as a whole, or if someone was listening that was going to come to LCU, what you would tell them? But I just want to give you an opportunity to share your heart just a little bit.
Oh, yes. Well, when you say anyone that is thinking about coming to LCU, I'll definitely say go to Master Follies, even if you're not completely serious about LCU, because it's just so fun to see it and see the community around here. I feel like Master Follies is such a good representation of the community of LCU and how, I mean, we can compete against each other, but we can also all still be friends and
yes.
Still be one people under God. And so, yeah, definitely give it a chance.
Yeah. No, I definitely am with you on that. And I'm so glad that you bring that up because I think that a lot of the competition that happens on our campus is surrounding Master Follies.
Yeah.
But getting to see the club unity this year was such a beautiful thing.
It is.
And just because that is what I prayed for this year, but also within all people. And so I'm really excited and I appreciate you being here and being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And if y'all are looking at a place as special as LCU, Rayleigh covered it, but definitely I love this place. We love this place.
Love it.
But Peck. I love you. The Lord loves you. And I'm so thankful that you tuned in today. Thanks for listening to Press Talk. And here's a little bit more of Ain't Nobody Love You Like Jesus. I just gotta testify. Ooh.